Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Suzanne, and I'm your host this evening in regards to nursing homes. Now, there is no, I'm going to say this, and I know people are going to regret that I said it, but that's okay. I want to say it. You have the ability to report anything that you want about the nursing homes, because what's been happening is a lot of people, to avoid going into, you know, a nursing home, they've gone to homeless shelters. Now, this is unacceptable in my eyes. And I really wish I can change that, like, 1, 2, 3. But it's not so easy. We will try with the legislation that we have, you know, written down, and try to get people, you know, out of the homeless shelters. And I have a little bit of a, sort of like a subtitle. InnerSight is helping staff people have better jobs. And what that means is that if you're in that nursing home and you're taking care of people, and now it's a different scenario, you're not going to be taking care of people, you're not going to be in that nursing home anymore, but now that nursing home has become accessible housing. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to start with the Volunteers for Freedom. We're going to get a private fund going, and I think it's going to be great, because what we need to do is let people know that they're going to be compensated for the donation of the hours that they are doing to help out InnerSight, the people who are involved with InnerSight, you know, a whole bunch of things. So I'm really happy that I got the petition moving a little bit. So I'm really hoping that it moves a little bit more so I can, you know, continue, you know, with what we're doing. Now, I encourage everybody who's listening, please go to your computer if you have one, or your cell phone. Mostly everybody has a cell phone. If you don't, give a call here to InnerSight during, you know, maybe off hours, and call 631-224-3090. And what I'll do is I'll help you, even though my eyes aren't the best, but I still will help you get everything situated. Okay? So that's, you know, what I can do, the best I can do, is help you with that. Anyway, I know that it's been very difficult to, you know, get things situated when you have difficulty with your vision. So I'm just praying that whomever has a lot more difficulty than I do with their vision, that this won't knock out my vision, and I can help you guys out. So that's my prayer for the evening. Anyway, I am so, I don't know if it's hurt, or I would say disgusted about, you know, people trying to, you know, get things done, and they can't because of, you know, the people who are trying to, you know, work with the situation, and it's not working. But, you know, I have a positive attitude about all this. What's going to happen, I feel, okay, is that people are going to understand more about what's happening in the nursing homes. Hopefully, if they want to, they can donate to make it better for, you know, just so we can have a better system. The system would be through their own apartment, which is awesome, because if it's through the apartment that they're in, boy, oh boy, you save a lot of money, number one. Number two, you actually help the individual, and the individual does not feel as depressed, as out of, you know, sorts and all of that. So it's a good that we're doing this, and we're trying to get it up and running. So I actually have our co-host, which is Frank. I would like to introduce him. Here he comes. Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. InnerSight. In thinking of the theme of this show, it makes me realize that we at InnerSight, I can't speak for every disabled person, but we at InnerSight are not looking for vengeance
no.
against the people who work in the nursing home. In fact, we're looking to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be helping them once we get this thing set up, because they would have a better job. They'd have better, more benefits. They would have a better relationship with the person that they're helping. Goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
The person that they're helping would have access to the money, so that if they wanted to show their gratitude, they would be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the home health aide would have the option of exercising the volunteers for freedom and would get additional benefits out of being a home health aide. So all this and more would come from, would be the intent of this law that we want passed, because the goal behind it is not to single people out or look for vengeance or, you know, try to get lawsuits. The goal behind it is to rid the nation of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
To get rid of these places that are oppressing us and never let them pop up again. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that's the goal of what Inner Sight wants to do when changing the turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. So, and if anyone would like to see some of the details on that, go to read the petition.
Mm-hmm.
To read it. And we have a whole concept of how it will work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has to be legislated. Written out and enforced.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just out here to help people in nursing homes. There's more to it.
Yes, there is.
You know, Jesus set the principle. If you do it to one of my followers, you're doing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. It's people that are causing other people to suffer because of a system, because of the way it it operates. You know? Now, not every report or residence or disabled person that you talk to is right. Some of them make up stories. You know, some of them
mm-hmm.
exaggerate. That'll always be.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
That's true.
But, and this is the big but, by and large, the system, the idea of the system is so unnatural. To remove a person from their own home, put them in a strange environment where they cannot possibly get the care that they would get in their own home. I mean, that's a horror. It's a
mm-hmm.
horror story. It's something that a dictator would do.
That's for sure.
That's how we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dictator type of setup, because it takes all
mm-hmm.
your money, it takes away your home, it says to the person, now, you have to be here. This is where you
mm-hmm.
belong. Yeah. So that was very similar to what they did to black people before the civil rights came in.
Mm-hmm.
Told them that they can only deal with life from a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
They can only buy stuff at a certain store. You know, the same thing is happening here.
That's right.
There's nothing on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be here now until you until you die. This is the way you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. I feel that way. Once they say something. I feel that way sometimes when they say something and it's not right. And you know in your heart it's not right. You know, and you speak up about it. And then it's something that you really don't want. And yet it's pushed on you. It's given to you without you even wanting it, which is really terrible.
Yeah, and it takes away your freedom of the kind of treatment that you want to have, and you may want to have. Even if a home health aide cannot deal with the person directly because the person is not mentally capable, they can deal with someone who's trusted and who will make sure as much as possible that that person, that the resident of that home is not violated.
Right.
That doesn't happen in a nursing home.
No, it doesn't.
They don't care about the average social worker in a nursing home does not give a damn about the people.
No, they don't,
just
unfortunately.
Go to work, get money, and go home.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They don't care what happens to the person.
No, they don't.
So, inner sight does.
Yes.
And that's why we're going to try our best to get Mr. Joe Gibson elected and hold him to his promise.
That's right.
To draft that law that would change the whole system.
Yeah,
would eliminate
I need it.
Nursing
That's
home
right.
and turn them into accessible housing. And that's the goal of this whole idea. And thus far, we've gotten the backing of the Suffolk County independent living people,
which is awesome.
They like it. Yeah, they're all for promoting the shows we did. They're allowing us to use their facility to do the news conference in October. So we're on our way to a major change.
Yes, we are.
We have a lot of elements, potential elements, set up. And it's a glimmer of hope, what it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not here yet, but it's closer than
almost.
It was last year. Let's put it that way.
It is, very much so.
Beautiful. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Mosquito Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Mosquito Rescue at Verizon.net. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, our good friend, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help. Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport. Help Inner Sight. 286-0444. Phone number. You get catering over there and great food. Tom and Michelle. Shelby's Kitchen. Hey, we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. July 21st is the celebration of the ADA, and Inner Sight has been invited to say a few words about the training service dogs on your own and how that can benefit people. We'll talk about that a little bit on the 21st. Inner Sight. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Mrs. Kennedy is out of the hospital. She's still fighting the cancer.
Thank God.
But they say that it looks so far looks that she's going to pull through.
Great.
Spoke to Anthony today.
Oh, that's great.
We're all for him, and we're praying, and everybody, don't forget to pray for Jeremy and Chandler.
No.
All right, inner sight around the world, and you need dog food, cat food, call Nobody Stop in Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it to the animal. 631-484-3085. Inner sight. All the beautiful children of the world, don't forget them. Go an extra mile for a child. Holy Foster, Vontio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, and all the others that we have helped.
That's right.
Over the years. And we'll continue that.
Yes, we will.
All right. In the site, Able News.
Oh, okay. Shocked me there.
Exactly. We got to update the air.
Yeah, we got a caller. Hold on, I want to find it. Here it is.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Insight. How many people, I wonder, in the nursing home industry, you know, aides and nurses and people who work to help to for the daily routine that goes on, how many people are not happy with what's going on in the nursing home?
I would say a lot. And
they can't do anything. They have to worry about if they speak up, they'll be in bad supervisor. They'll get points against them or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they could lose their job or be demoted or whatever.
That's right.
There are many, many people who work in these places who are not happy with the way that the place operates. I mean, needless to say, and cannot do anything about it. Well, here's an opportunity where you can.
That's right.
Do something about it. Well, get together with your friends. Contact InnerSight. Tell
us
what you think of the
application.
You got to stop interrupting all the time.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Sorry.
Horrible, damn-ass habit that you have. You want me to let you do the show on your own?
No, it's okay. I like when you're on.
Stop interrupting and putting things in all the time.
Okay, no problem.
We said a long time ago, if you want to say something, you know, say my name and then wait for me to
acknowledge.
No, you don't. Anything. Very unhappy with this show, the way you do this.
We'll change it. I am going to change it the way you like it.
Not the way I like it. The way it should be. You can't keep interrupting. What the hell is all that?
I'm usually agreeing with you. So I don't know.
Anyway, inner sight. And go ahead. It's your show. You You do it. Right.
Well, I would like you to be on because you're the co-host. That'd be nice. Sorry that I interrupted you. So, Frank, you gonna be on the show with me? I promise you I won't interrupt. Frank, you there? Well, I never expected this, so we're going to just go on. He hung up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's been very difficult, you know, in terms of when you have people who are not, not with you on the, you know. Ay, ay, ay. Mm-hmm. I have Lorraine. I'm going to put Lorraine on. I hope she can help me. Thank you. Lorraine, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I was better than... I was doing better, and then Frank didn't want to do the show with me. So I'm asking if you'd like to join me.
I'll enjoy you.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
Yes,
okay. Yeah. I can't hear too well. So, I mean, sometimes I get what people are saying and sometimes I can't.
Right.
So it's a little difficult. But that's okay. I'm going to talk with him and see what we can do. He doesn't like the way I do the show. So, all right. So what I'd like to concentrate on is, you know, what the show title is about. And I was only agreeing with him, but I don't think he likes that. So we're going to move on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inner Sight is going to be helping staff people who are at the nursing homes get better jobs. And I think that's awesome because if you don't have, you know, people helping them or even going to, you know, the home that you're supposed to be going to, you know this person for a long time, you're not going to, you know, if there is a strange way of, you know, doing something and you don't like the way it is, you could always speak with the patient and the family and get it straightened out. Now, you don't have that. You don't have a way of talking with the family, nothing like that. And even, you know, if the person likes a different meal, you don't even have that, you know. So I'm hoping that once we get this started, that it will then, you know, manifest and do, you know, things to help people.
I hope it does.
I hope it does.
So they can both get more, they both parties can get more clarity, the nurses and the residents, as long as the residents family member too, to let them know what this person likes and do not like in the way they're treated, the way they're the way they are treated versus the way they're not being treated right, so they can come together both discuss the issue
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How's your aunt doing?
Well, my aunt, she's doing okay, but my mother took her out on an outing the other day. She got a pass, and my mother said it was not that great. I mean, my aunt, she's fine, but I spoke to her about, I was telling her, how is it going on the pending apartment? She says, well, your aunt cannot live by herself at all. And I see why. She's very agitated. And what it is happening with her, her mind is stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Her mind is stuck
so
many years ago because of what had happened to her son. So she keeps flipping back and forth. And she speaks like as if sometimes she's within the 80s or 90s or early 2000s when her son was alive. But she's alert. She's aware of everything. But
that's good, at least.
She wants to, my mother wants to have her moved. She wants to have my aunt move so she could be close to her, but my aunt will not leave.
Oh, wow.
And I asked her, I said, what would you say if I spoke to somebody instead of going into another facility, maybe some type of way that she could be moved out of there permanently into her own apartment with somebody to watch over her? She says, I don't know, your Aunt Loretta still, she needs care around the clock. That's what she says. She needs care around the clock. Somebody to be there in the morning, noon, afternoon, at night. That's what she needs. She needs someone to sleep in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some people need that and some people don't, but you want to just assess her the right way. Don't have her be assessed by, I hate to say this, the nursing home, because you know what they want. They want money.
Yeah.
You
they
know?
Want money.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's all they're interested in. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's all they're interested in.
Yes, that's true. Very true. Now, my aunt last night, oh, my goodness gracious, she just kept calling me. And I was hoping that it just would stop, but it didn't. She was talking on the phone, and she wasn't even listening to me when I was talking to her. It was 2 in the morning when she called me, and I was like,
oh, wow.
God. Yeah.
They're just lonely. Yeah. They just want family.
Yeah, she's very lonely. Yeah, very.
Yeah, that's all. They get depressed.
Yeah, she does. I don't know what to do about her. I can't bring her to New York right away because she's afraid of the cold. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we might have to because I noticed that my cousin through marriage put, somebody in there just recently, and I hear them in the background talking on the phone. So I was like, okay, that's good at least. But I didn't like the fact that, you know, she was telling me, oh, no, I ate well. I'm like, uh-oh.
Okay.
And I know she doesn't
eat
well at times, you know.
All right.
I said, okay, when you have a little bit of a problem, just let me know. I'll get some food for you. And that's what
that's
I had to
say
to her.
Okay.
She wasn't eating at all, period.
No.
Which really scares me now. You know?
Yeah, and I was trying to talk to the young lady here because her grandmother, she's an elderly woman, and she lost the house and everything. Her legs is not well. So what she did, she put her sister had her put in a nursing home. And I'm trying to tell them the only reasons why your grandmother calls you so much is because she wants you to come and see her. And she's lonely. She's not used to being in that surrounding. She had her own house before, they lost the house. And to be removed from a house that you had all these years to go into a facility like that where they don't really, care for you like that, not like your own family does. And I tried to explain why her grandma is calling her so much because she's there. She's lonely.
Yeah,
you have to understand.
Very lonely. And I could tell that she was because it kept going on until like 3 in the morning. And I'm like, do you realize what time it is? Oh, it's in the afternoon. And I'm like, no. I said, I had to say it that way, abruptly. So she understood that it was like 3 in the morning. She still didn't get what I was telling her. So that I have to work on with her.
Because I tell my aunt, I said, it doesn't matter what time, if you're not sleeping, call me.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is right there. Hopefully I'll still be awake.
I try to do that and say, okay, now, how you feeling? Oh, better. And then, like, a whole hour later, she calls again because she forgot what she did. And I'm like, oh, God, help me, please. I want her to get sleep as much as I want sleep, too.
It's the only thing we just have to do is just understand them and be patient. That's all.
I was very patient with her, talking with her, but she wasn't listening. She wasn't, saying, oh, yeah, that's what that is, and this is what that is. She wasn't doing it at all. So I was kind of worried about her. honestly.
Yeah, that's understandable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
She just
wanted
to hear your voice.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I hope to God that you can get, you know, your aunt out, and my aunt, I hope to God that she understands.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I'll be praying for your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be praying
myself
for your aunt.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Need that, you know, cheering me up a little. my aunt is not, you know, I just don't, maybe that she's not with it anymore. I think that's what's happening. And I have to, you know, just understand it more. You know, my mom did that too, not calling me the way my aunt's calling me, but she would, you know, try and, you know, come over to, you know, if she would come to my house from Florida, she would just come over to me and ask me questions that she had asked maybe about 10 times before.
Okay.
So it's like, uh-oh. You know,
yeah, that's
what's
my
happening
aunt does.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what
I
said.
Sure.
What's happening? Yeah.
She has some of the longest, I mean, long-term memory. Her long-term memory is very good.
Oh, good.
Her short-term is also, you know, it's all right. But
yeah.
Her long-term
no,
memory.
No, my aunt is, her short-term is not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But her long-term is better. So I've got to actually say that it is a lot better. You know, when she was doing things. I have our co-host back on the show, and I'm going to let him in. And you're in, too, so it'd be great. Here he comes. Hello, Frank? Oh, he didn't want to talk. Okay.
Okay.
That's all right. I was going to let him talk. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to try to talk to him after the show if I can.
That'd be good. That'd be nice.
Yeah, no, I always try to, but he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't want to hear me. So I never had this in the beginning when I first did the show with him. I helped him create the show. So, I mean.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I don't understand. I just don't want to even talk about it because it really bothers me.
Well, you could just. Think about it and talk about it later on after your show is over it.
He won't answer the phone. He only calls me in the morning. And then when I talk about it, he doesn't want to talk about it and hangs up. So how am I supposed to reach him and let him know that I understand? It's just I take medicine for my brain, and a lot of times it's not well in terms of all the what the doctor told me I have lesions. So, I mean, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what they are. I mean, he don't believe in a doctor,
right.
So that's why. I'm sorry?
Okay. I said it's going to be fine.
I hope so.
You'll be all right. You will. Mm-hmm. You just got to wait a little bit, you know, for him to just come around, you know?
Yeah. I'm doing everything for him. I literally do everything. And yet...
Okay. Yeah, you're doing your best in everything. Yes.
Yes, I am. And I want to help him, but I don't think he wants me to help him. I don't know, honestly. And I don't want to fight with him on air. That's not professional.
Mm-mm, that's not, no.
Right.
That's something you
I
would have
that.
To settle outside of the show, too. But like I said, he will come around. Just give him some time a little bit.
Oh, I am. If I have to do all the shows myself, I will. You know?
Well, hopefully it won't get to that.
Well, I hope so, too.
No.
I just don't, you know, I don't know. I have to talk to him, that's all.
That's it. That's it. Communication, that's it.
Well, he demoted me, per se. I'm not even getting paid. He demoted me to the engineer, and I'm not happy with that, but I still do it because I know he needs help.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, I want people to know that. I didn't want that position. I'd rather be the co-host and learn. If I have to learn something, teach it to me. Don't get so angry at me don't get angry at me, you know, and not help me learn that. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I do love him as a friend, but he's driving me nuts. He really is. You know,
well,
I don't know what to do with him.
Any friendship relationship or co-host relationship, you're going to have disagreements. One person is not going to like something that you do. The part, because I'm one of those person that likes to keep a nose out of everybody else's business and everything.
Right, I know, I understand.
Everything I'm pretty sure will be settled. It will.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
You know, you just have to say what you like and what you don't like. Your likes and your dislikes, that's all.
I did already, and he hangs
up
the phone, so I don't know what else to do. You know, I told him I didn't like the engineer position, but I'll do it for him because he doesn't have anybody doing it. So
okay.
What else does he want me to do? I mean, for God's sake, stop, you know, doing what you're doing and I won't be as upset. You know? I mean, I don't know anymore, you know?
Right, okay.
I'll ask him again. That's all I can do. Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's totally
I'm trying.
Up to him.
I'm not trying. I am. I'm trying my hardest not to.
You're doing your best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all like
I feel as if I am. If I have one or two freaking mistakes, whatever you do, just don't, you know, come down on me. It's not right. You know? It really isn't. But he's going to say it's taking over the whole show, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear that. I just want to hear how you want me to correct it, and I will. You know?
No. It's like, how can I say, I can't.
It's a habit.
Right, because he is he is his own person and everything. Maybe because when I was there, he just he got a little upset when you were making the little comments here and there and he was talking.
Yeah.
And I guess he felt like that you were, talking over him. That's what it was, I guess, because I was listening.
You know, I know what it is, and I'm trying my best to stop it. And I've been with him on the show for over 10 years, okay?
Oh, wow.
And he never did anything to
time.
Me when that happens. You know, he never said anything that was nasty like that. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to do my best, but I can't do my best when somebody's constantly criticizing me. It's not right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. If I'm not trying, I could see how you could criticize me and yell at me. Whatever you want to do, just do. You know, that's I could understand it. But now I have no idea what to do for him. Even though I do everything mostly for him, I make letters, I do everything. I don't know what to do anymore, really.
Well, that part is, you know, what you're doing as the engineer is good. I see it all. You bring up the Able News. You do everything. You bring up the audio clips and everything like that. Yeah,
I put everything up.
Yeah, you do put up everything. But maybe it's just that one little part that he
comment
has.
And he goes bananas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just
not
it right there.
It's not professional. It isn't professional. Yeah, what I might be doing isn't professional. But you know what? I must say this, that what you're doing is also not professional is what I was telling him. That's not right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How he yells at me, that's not right. So, I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to be quiet. That's the only thing I could do the whole show. If he wants me to talk, he's got to tell me he wants me to talk. Because that's the next thing that I'm going to be doing, is shutting my mouth completely.
No, you shouldn't have to do that.
But that's
you
what
might
I have to do to get it.
You might have comments. You know, you may have to say excuse
I won't give the you know, that way. I won't give the comments that I feel. He'll have to do everything. That's not right either.
Well, you do have your feelings and everything, and if you have a comment, you know, you want to say mm-hmm. something.
I can't
that's
even
the way
say
these
anything
because
he goes
say,
ballistic. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. It really isn't. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting you. I realize that now.
That's okay. That's all right. Maybe, like, after he makes his comments, then you just can get right in there. You know?
No, because he won't let me. He'll still yell at me.
Mm.
I know how he works.
I'm doing
so.
My best here to see what...
No, I know you're doing your best and you're helping me out tremendously. You really
mm-hmm.
are. Don't think that you're not. You know?
That's
you know
what?
I'm
been
just going to not say anything. Yeah. I think that's the best thing. And if he wants me to say something, then he'll address it to me. That's all.
Okay. All right.
I think that's the best way. I don't want to interrupt and give him reason to yell. I don't like when people yell at me. I hate it. I really
no,
do.
I don't like that either for myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you
like,
just have to talk,
what did I do so
talk.
Wrong that you're now saying all of that to me? I don't think I did that much wrong for you to start saying shit like that about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do all the stuff for Inner Sight, you know?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I better not make a decision now. I'll wait till tomorrow and see what he has to say to me.
Yeah, think
you know?
Over it overnight, sleep on it overnight, you know, and see what, you know, can come, what kind of conclusion to come to this, whether you, you know, speak about it tomorrow.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all both be rested, you know, the air be clear a little bit so y'all can both have a discussion.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only way I think that it would be good.
Yeah, y'all need to come, you know, have a discussion about it, come to some type of agreement or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like to ask him, how would you like... it to be run, how would you like for me to, you know, try to run it in a certain type of way, in a certain
mm-hmm.
format, a certain platform, would you like
mm-hmm.
me? But you can't change yourself either.
You know? Probably am right now. I'll change
mm-hmm.
myself for anything, but I don't think that what I'm doing is right. By me, but I have to change it because that's the only other way that he'll accept it, you know?
Okay. Right.
If I have to, I have to. It's no big deal, you know?
Well, just, you know, think about it overnight and just see. See
yeah,
what
will
transpire later
yeah.
on tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Because right now, I don't think he wants to hear anything right at this moment.
No, he hung up when I went to put him in. He doesn't want to hear anything from me. He might have thought that I hung up, too, and that's why he wanted to go on the show. But I'm not hanging up.
Oh.
I'm not leaving our listeners. I will not.
No, I can't. Mm-mm,
Until the end of the show, I will say thank you for calling in, thank you for listening, all of that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I got to be professional,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what the answer is anymore.
Hmm.
Mhm.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
it's all right.
Yes.
I thank you for you know helping me out. I mean, if you
want to,
yeah, you could hang in and listen if you'd like. I'll leave
I'll
your
hang in
if
and
you want to make a what?
I'll hang in and listen.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll leave your mic open if you want to say something too.
Okay. All right, go right on ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, back to the show. I
yes.
am not going to complain about the show because I have to talk about what I'm, you know, thinking. And what I'm thinking is that we have to get in touch with, you know, the people, the unions that help these staff members and tell them about the prospect of getting better jobs because, you know, they're not really aware that this could lead to a better job, and it will. And you'll have everybody, you know, from, you know, their, like, where they're working, and if they're working for somebody, you know, personal time and stuff like that. And then also they can, you know, get some other assistance, you know, like, for example, I'll give this short example. If somebody has, you know, with, you know, somebody else, you know, I'm losing my train of thought because I'm upset. I'm sorry.
You got it. That's
yeah. Yeah, it'll be. I'll get it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Focus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will. The thing that, you know, bothers me the most about the nursing homes, okay, is that they're taking the money away from the people, and that's not good, okay? Why do they need to take the money from the people to just line their pockets? That's not going to be acceptable in my eyes. I want to go, you know, and after that situation and then just say, hey, listen, don't be taking their money while they're, you know, trying to, you know, get things worked out. It's not right. It's not fair. They take people's pension, too. When I heard that, I was fuming.
Wow.
You know, that they take people's pension. Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's
not right.
That is
wrong.
Right. It's so wrong.
They worked all their life, and you're going to come and take their pension. How dare you?
That's right. That's how I feel about it. How dare you take their pension? Don't even take their you know, anything that they have, you know, I forgot the name of what it's called. Hold on, let me think if I can remember it. What they do is they say, okay, you have Social Security. That's what I was trying to think of. You have Social Security and you have your pension. They'll take both, not where you actually. I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say that's very greedy.
It is very, very greedy. Very disgusting, too. Yeah. I never heard of that until I started doing everything, you know, to help people. And then I was like, this is really ludicrous. I can't even imagine why they would do something like that. They should just, you know, take a very small amount, and that's it. And, you know, do something that would help them as opposed to harm them.
Yes.
I'm furious at that, you know. I feel that people should have the ability to keep most of their money, you know. And my mom needed clothes so badly, I had to go to the nursing home and ask them for some money so I can get my mom some clothes. She goes, oh, she really needs clothes. We could get it from the laundry room, and most likely these people pass on, you know, and then you got their clothes. No, I'm not doing that. I want to use some of the money that has been accumulating in her little bank account that's at the nursing home, and that's what I did. But they still were, you know, saying, oh, she don't have that much. I'm like, yes, she does, because she didn't use a penny of it. You know? You want to scream at these people, and nothing will get done then. You know?
No. It's like she doesn't have that much because you're all taking it from her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know now, when I called about Florida, see if we can, you know, have her, you know, not put into any nursing home and stuff like that, and have somebody come in to help her in her apartment. I got a cold shoulder almost. It was really not, they don't have that. You know, and I was really, you know, just saying, that's a shame. I can't believe that they don't have that. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
And then the woman said to me, oh, yeah, we're going to have to put her in a nursing home. I said, no, you're not. She doesn't want to go there.
Mm-mm.
I know my aunt.
No.
And that's what she said to me. Oh, she has to get physical therapy. Let her go into the house. The person who's the physical therapist, let them go into
they
the house
come.
And teach her what she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yet, still,
they
didn't say any. They didn't do it, no.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's really frustrating. And I hear the aide in the background. I know that my cousin, well, it's not my cousin. He's my aunt's stepson. So, you know, he was helping out a lot because I can't get there. You know, it's very difficult for me to get there.
Yes.
You know? And last night I kept thinking, maybe she's not telling me. Maybe something is really wrong and I don't know about it. And that's what I kept answering the damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also tired.
That's what she was trying to say.
Right.
She may not be feeling good or something's going on there.
Exactly.
Yeah. She can't really verbalize it like she wants to.
That's correct, to a certain extent,
Yeah, the thought is in her mind, but trying to get it out. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the hard
you.
Part. Yeah.
Yes.
I get upset when I can't help her because I can't go there. And it really bothers me that I can't physically go there. But I have no choice, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, aside from the blindness and the hearing loss and my wheelchair not working right, the two wheelchairs I have don't work right, I'm like, I don't know what else to do to help her. Frank told me, we could do a fundraiser, but you don't listen to me. I'm like, yes, I do. And that's the hard part when he says things like that, you know? But my cousin through marriage, I should say, you know, he really is, and is not listening, doesn't want to, you know, do, you know, certain things. So I got to take what he feels into account.
Yes.
You know? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta feel a little better and then give him a call and hopefully he won't hang up. You know?
Okay. Yes.
It is horrible sometimes. Okay, I'm going to say this, but this I hear it on, you know, I don't care if it's on, you know, the radio show. He treats me horribly sometimes, and it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not fair at
all. Okay. I understand.
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything will be resolved.
I don't know about that. And if it isn't, I'll just do a show on my own. That's all.
Okay.
I don't want to do that, you know.
Mm. I've been doing mine.
And I want to help them out as much as I can.
Of course.
I've been doing it for 10 years. I think I should continue doing it. I don't understand
the both of you.
I really don't.
Yeah, the both of you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to leave it be, not say a word. If he wants me to say a word, I'll just say, you sure? I really am going to say that. You sure you want me to say something? You know, I don't want him to feel that I'm overstepping my boundaries, you know?
Okay, right.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm pretty sure y'all have shared everything out.
I hope so.
It'll be fixed. It will. I have a friend. It'll be fixed.
I hope so. Yes, I really do.
It will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it will too, but I have to see what's happening, you know?
Okay.
And see how he's doing it. If he's not yelling at me, then I'll resolve it with him. But if he's yelling at me, that's not fair either. You know?
When you have somebody pretty much yelling and fussing at you, you can't really concentrate on what you're doing at that given time, you know?
Yeah.
But everything will work out, you know, on both y'all.
I hope so, yeah. I really
do. It will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thank you for saying that, but I don't know if it will or won't. We'll try.
I hope.
If he finds
that
it's too much, what I'm giving him, I'm just going to shut up. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. If he wants me to talk, he has to tell me. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I pray that
I feel like saying sometimes,
better.
People, if you want to hear me talk with him, let me know. If you don't want to hear me talk, just tell me, you know, on air. I don't mind. I want to correct this.
Sure.
I don't want to be in this situation. It really bothers me. You know?
I'm pretty sure everybody likes to hear you, too, because in the beginning of the show, I was listening to you speak. Yeah.
Right.
And it's very, like I said before, very informative to hear you speak.
Thank you.
And, yes, of course. And him as well with his comments. And both you two are a team together.
Yeah, I know. But I don't understand why he doesn't want me to talk. That's the problem. I got to work out with him, you know?
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll work it out with him. But if he doesn't want me to talk, I won't talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing he'll hear me say is the person's name who might be on the show, who wants to talk on the show. And if he still yells at me, I'm hanging up. That's all.
Well, that's one way. It's not like you're running away from it or anything. You just, you know, maybe sometimes that, I don't know, maybe that would be a better thing, cool off and then come back or something like that.
Yeah. I don't want to do that either. It just is unprofessional.
No, you don't. It's not.
And but yet, I feel that sometimes if somebody's yelling at me too much, I will do that. It's not, you know, right for somebody to
yell
at you.
Just, either you go away from the line, you have to stay on it. Because a lot of people on this show depend upon you for years that you have been doing it.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, look at all the listeners, you know, you have now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going
but he don't
up
see that.
Even more.
There was a whole show. I had 300 people listen. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot
of
people.
That's great.
Yeah,
That's
it is. But he's not a
recognized. Added on to what you have.
Right.
Add it on for the total that you already have. Now it's climbing.
Yeah, I know.
People are listening. They love your show.
Yeah, you know why? Because we're yelling at each other. You know? Sometimes, you know, a little bit of yelling goes a very long way.
Yeah.
But that's not what I like, you know? I'm not unprofessional. That's one thing I don't like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But something is working somewhere.
Yeah, right. Well, we have about 3 minutes to the end of the show. Thank you profusely for helping me with the show. And
you're welcome.
We'll get this taken care of, I think.
You will. You will.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. Hopefully it'll be taken care of by tomorrow. Yeah, both could be back on.
I'll be on. I have all the shows up. I mean, he can't complain about that at least. So all shows are up. Just don't have a title for tomorrow's show. I'm sure he'll give me one. But sometimes I don't get it from him until like right before the show. So there are a lot of things that he has a problem with, but he doesn't, you know, do anything about it, and I have to do it the last minute and put it on the show. You know,
I still
everybody has
advertise the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I still
be advertising the show. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I can't because he hasn't given me, you know, a subtitle or even a title for a Thursday night show. So I'm gonna, you know, ask him, and then I'll hang up. It'll be easier that way.
Because sometimes when I'm answering, I stayed. All the topics every, you know, from Monday through Friday, I think it's 8 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
But on Thursday, sometimes you have to come in.
90 seconds.
And
I got to.
Yeah,
I know. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, like I said, profusely for coming on the show with
You're
me.
Welcome.
It helps me
You're
out.
Welcome.
And I hope what I'm giving you as advice is helping you as well.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I thank Frank for being a co-host, even though he's not on. And I thank you for saving my butt. Okay. And it's just saying there's a few seconds that I have to do with it. All right?
Yeah.
You take care.
Yes. You
All
too.
Right. Everybody have a great evening. And that's about it. All right. You
all
take
right,
care.
Y'all. Have a all beautiful right. and blessed one, everyone. God bless you all.
You too.
All right.
You too.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Good night.